Hello.
Yes. Is this President Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, it's Pat Lucy.
Yes, Pat.
How are you?
Fine.
Say, I hate to bother you, but the reason I'm calling is about this judgeship out here in Wisconsin.
Yes, Pat.
I understand that the two names that have been submitted to you are Jim Doyle and John Reynolds.
Well, I've asked them to, if they would. If they won't, I'll just go through Martindale's. I want to get the three ablest, best equipped lawyers in that state, if I can, to consider nominating as soon as I get my new cabinet and start in just as soon as the inauguration's over. I'm trying to get to my inaugural speech now and my reports to Congress, and this damn thing's got in the middle of it. I got three memos this morning, a bunch of calls, but I might near got to forego it a few days, Pat, till I get to line up. I see who's going to be Attorney General and get his recommendation. And I told them to get the three ablest, most judicious-minded lawyers in that state for me to consider naming. If they wanted one named, I don't have to be in a hurry. But I want to name somebody that is not offensive to them. On the other hand, it's the president's responsibility to name them, and I'm going to name who I think is a, as they say, a man of excellence. And Proxmire and Nelson have both criticized me in the past. John Connally, Secretary of the Navy, and some of them is not being great administrators, and I thought they were the tops. So I want to be sure in Wisconsin that I get the ablest lawyer that's available. I don't care who he is or where he lives or what he belongs to, anything else. I just want to get the one that the most people would feel the greatest confidence in. And I'd like to have a choice of three or four to consider. Some indication has been made that some of the senators not going to submit but one. And if not, I'll ask some of my own sources to get me others. If they don't want to submit them, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to wait until I get the inauguration out of the way and get all the folks home. They're all coming in now. I haven't even got my inaugural speech ready. And then I'm going to sit down with the Attorney General, and there are about 15 judges. And the committee's not even organized to consider the confirmation. If I acted on it yesterday, it wouldn't get any faster because they're not going to do anything till after the inauguration, until the new members go on judiciary, and until the Senate's functioning. I'll try to act reasonably promptly after that if the senators will confirm them. If not, I'll just substitute them and send them back different ones until they want to. And of course, it's their problem if their people don't have a judge.
That's right. That's right. Well, I of course am a partisan in this thing. I feel.
Yes, I know how you felt. I got your strong letter on it, and I read it and I considered it. All of us, you know, have had our backgrounds and got our obligations, and I'm an old pro myself, and I understand that you obligated some folks, and some folks obligated to you, and I'm obligated to some. In this instance, I just want to get the. I just want to get the ablest man I can, because I want him to be beyond any question the finest judge that no one can criticize, and that's what I'm wondering.
Mr. President, let me ask you this: do you have any particular specific objection to Reynolds?
Yes, I'm not going to name Reynolds. I told him that I can't name Reynolds and Rabinowitz. They're pretty well out of the picture. Unless I change my mind, I could always change my mind. But in the light of the situation as it now exists, what I would like to do is get three fresh new names that I'd like to get some man between 45 and 55 that had spent a good deal of time in the federal court, that was clean and able and had a fine academic record and had a judicial temperament, and knew something about the problems of a lawyer appearing in the court, had a fine sense of of our Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and that was progressive and enlightened regardless of which party he was. That's the kind of man I like to have.
Well, that's the kind of man that ought to be judged.
And that's what I'm looking for. And I wanted to get the help of everybody I could, but they get hung up on this individual or that individual. And I like Reynolds, and I would like to be helpful to Reynolds in some field. I never have looked very favorably upon selection of ex-congressmen or ex-governors for the judiciary. The people have some problems there, and I have some, and I've gotten a little pressure on Reynolds that I don't like. It kind of causes me to kind of take a, I'm kind of like a horse. When you put the bridle on him, you know, he stuffs it, throws his ears up and kind of backs the other way. And I want to, I like Reynolds. I'm not adverse to him. I just want to, I want to get the ablest, most humane, most compassionate human being. Wisconsin gets a lot of appointments in the federal government. I have no idea how many professors and other folks that have come from Wisconsin, and they talk a lot about the high standards they have, so I want to be damn sure I live up to them. And I want to be sure that we get the finest in the state. And I don't know that bar. I've gone over all these FBI reports, and I've seen what all these judges say. And I'll tell you, they sure do talk about each other out there.
I gather that some of the things that they were saying about Rabinowitz were not entirely complimentary.
Well, we've got FBI reports on some, and what I want to do is, if I could, I'd like to get some new, fresh, able lawyer that was a 20th century man, that was that I would feel was just the best in the state, and draft him to be judge. And there's bound to be somebody that's in that courtroom every week. There are a good many in my state that are in there trying those cases. They say they got a lot of cases. If I have to, I'll just send a man out and get the docket and look at them and see who's doing it, and then go around and interview them. I'd rather it come from the people out there and from the senators and so forth. But if they don't want to do it, then I can just submit one. And if they don't want to fill a judge, well, I don't have to fill them. That's that. All I can do is submit my recommendation. But I want to be sure, Pat, that the man I submit is the best man in the state if I can find him.
Well, that's certainly an admirable approach to the problem. I think that I don't know now. I realize that if you're going through 5,000 lawyers, there might be a man that would have a better claim from the standpoint of profession than John. But John has had a remarkable career in terms of the legal profession. You know, he was our chief lawyer here as our attorney general for two terms. He took the leadership on this business of reapportionment. He was a couple jumps ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court in the progress that he made in that field. And I think that he would be a credit to you as judge. But I and unlike our two senators, he has never in his whole political career criticized you. I think I mentioned that in that letter that I sent you.
Okay. I would be glad, I don't know what it is that he might be interested in. I'd rather find some other something for him that that just doesn't create the problem of every governor that's going out being a judge,
mm-hmm.
and every congressman. And I've got a good many of them, and they lined up saying that we want to be, we want to create this new judgeship, or we'd like to go on circuit court. It does create a little problem with me if I'm to have the top judiciary that I'd like to have. And I'm a little bit sensitive to the unjust statements that have been made about me, and So I naturally lean over a little to try to get quality, and think I've got it. And in the ones that I am naming,
mm-hmm.
and I thought John Connolly is one of the ablest men I know. I had him as my personal assistant for many years, but Proxmire just got up and denounced him, and the vote was 94-1.
You know that I was staying at Proxmire's house that time, and I told Bill, I said, for God's sake, I said, you're going to get up there and make a fool of yourself. And I said, Wayne Morris is probably the only man that'll vote with you. And then when I got back here and saw the vote,
Wayne didn't do it.
Wayne didn't even go.
No, he didn't do it.
I know it.
But this one, and the fella had just been an outstanding lawyer. He didn't own one share of oil stock. If he had owned it, wouldn't have made a difference. He had everything he had in trust. But he didn't. He never had owned any. He was just a lawyer. And he had clients, and he represented them, and represented them well. And he represented the United States Navy well. Bob McNamara told me the finest executive he'd ever had under him.
Mm.
And he's running our state, and he's just got 82% of the vote down there. That's all now. But he was a guy that wasn't qualified from Wisconsin standards to be Secretary of Navy. I want to be damn sure the one I get is out there, so that I don't have the problem. He tells me he's not going to recommend anybody, but again, I rather think that Nelson wants Doyle very much.
He does, yeah.
And I rather think that Proxmire would be for Reynolds.
That's right.
And I think you've got that kind of an impasse there. Whichever way you go, you leave a...
Well, I understand that Nelson submitted both names.
You leave a problem. I think it... Proxmire would go with Doyle if you had to.
Yes.
I think that Nelson would go with Reynolds if you had to. I think both of them would be nicking at me if I went the other way, and I think you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Folks publicly say sometimes how they feel, but in your own judgment, you know, as Goldwater says, what's in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a fair evaluation. To say that Nelson does not want Reynolds named. And I think it's a fair evaluation to say that Proxmire does not want Doyle named. And I think it's fair to say that both of them would vote for either of them.
Yes, that is correct.
And I think it's better to say that what we ought to do is pick out somebody that is superior. I'd like to get a law review order, the coif man that's with some good firm that's in there trying cases every day and knows how it is to be down there in front instead of up on that bench being arrogant and arbitrary and aloof and so forth. And I'd like to be the kind of a man that I would be glad to trust my wife's fortune or future with, and know that whatever he did would be right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want. I don't want to make a vote out of it. I don't care if I never get a vote. Every decision I make in here is going to be try to be compassionate and look to the future, but to let the chips fall where they may. Now, that's the kind of man I want. Any help that any of you can give me, I welcome it. I have a very pleasant recollection of our brief visits together, and I'm not prejudiced toward either of the senators. Both of them vote for the program. Most of us are for the same program.
That's right.
And they never have realized it. They've always tried to put me over in the class of Goldwater, but that's not my feeling.
I think, Mr. President, that you will have better cooperation with Proxmire. I think he got a little religion out of this last election. He's been buttering up, back here, buttering up the conservatives, and he won nicely by about 100,000 votes. But he got enough of a scare that I think he's going to care about and support the program better than he has.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just hope they do, and I'm submitting them a program. Now, what they do with it's their business. I'm not going to. They call me arm twister. That's a misnomer. I'm not going to twist anybody's arm or leg. They can do what they want to with it. But they're going to have a program up there, and I've got 5 messages coming this week. And we've been grinding them out here since last September we started on it. And the State of the Union, I think, compares very favorably with any outline of any adventure that any president ever made.
That's right.
And
it was a wonderful message. Well, I certainly appreciate this opportunity to talk to you, and